in your Bible with me this morning. If you would, Galatians chapter 6. That's going to be the foundation of our discussion. Galatians, the sixth chapter. And the benefit of this is the Bible scripture. It is a blessing to be with you. I want to come to meet you here today. I want you to meet with me that you would have had an invited me. We were able to have this job to you. Thank you. liberal idea. And then 42, hang in there, it's going to be okay. Why don't you go ahead and see this picture, and this coming right out of Galatians, right out of the Galatians chapter 6. Let's read a little bit. Let's go ahead and read the first 10 verses. Galatians 6, brethren, even if any man is taught an insult, you who are spiritual, restore such a one. In a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself, so that you too will not be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. But if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. He says, but each one must examine his own work, and then he will have reason for boasting. Go on, brethren, in regard to himself alone, and not in regard to others. For each one will bear his own load. The one who has taught the word is to bear all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not lost. For whatever man sows, this may also reap. But if one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Let us not lose heart in doing good. For in due time we will reap if we do not grow good. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are in the household of faith. So let's just notice this together. The first thing he said is that if I'm going to be the kind of Christian, if you are going to be the kind of Christian that bears the burdens of others, we have to be saved. We have to be saved. Not all those who profess the faith of Christ are Christians. And we know when we first confess this, we know that the gospel is the first one to confess. When we talk about fleshly, we're not talking about our physical body, are we? We're talking about an attitude, a mindset, a self-centered mindset. Often we call it physical mind. Often we talk about the flesh or a carnal mind. What is that? Well, God is getting into the appetite of self. Allowing us to come out to the place to rule how we think and how we live. It's a self-centered. It's about self. It's not about God. It's not about others. It's very self-centered. And that's a real problem. That's the flesh. You remember the flesh? It's me-centered. It's going to be me-centered in your work, in your life, in your marriage, in your relationships with people who are in the place. Because you won't even see the need for self-care to put yourself in front. And so in Galatians chapter 6, again, notice verse 1, which he says, brethren, even if anyone is caught in any trespass or overtaken in a fault, some translation says, you who are spiritual. Now come on down with me to verses 7 and 8. He says, this is the same concept. He says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. That me self-centered life and attitude that can bring about destruction. He said it's just corruption. Then he said the one who sows to the Spirit. Why don't you think about sowing? That's like action. That's like diligence. That's like time. And so he says, he that sows to the Spirit reaps. So what does it really mean when Paul in his context says, listen, if you're going to help bear burdens, you have to be spiritual. Get your question. Look back up into Galatians 5. And that'll help you. Even in Galatians 5, verse 8, you work the flesh, fruit of the Spirit, gift the flesh. But if you'll notice in chapter 5, and in verse 16, he says, but I say walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire. He says, for the flesh, the flesh is desire, and the Spirit is the flesh. So these are not the position of one another, so that you may not be able to complete. In other words, you can't have both of these things. You can't be spiritual, but you can't be spiritual. You can't do one or the other. They're possible. They would how do I know the will of God? How do I know the mind of God? How do I know what the Holy Spirit wants me to do? It's in the Spirit. Jesus says, my words are spirit, and they are life. And so the Holy Spirit has revealed God's Spirit. Now, if you study in Galatians 5, I want you to see this confession. So verse 16, verse 18, verse 25. Paul is speaking of the influence of the Spirit in our lives and us submitting or surrendering to that influence by faith God. And what happens when we do that, right, is we're saved just in Christ. We're transformed and renewed in our mind just in Christ. And thus we will be not fleshly, we will be spirit. If you look about Jesus' life, it was spiritual. It was about God's will and God's plan and God's purpose. And so the more we surrender to the Spirit's work in the gospel, the more equipped we are to be a verse there. Look at verses 24 and 26 of Hebrews. Now, those who belong to Christ Jesus have been brought to the Spirit. We should make the God sorry by the flesh, but let us soul by the God. Okay, chapter 6, verse 4. This is the same. We all go together. So if I'm going to be a burden bearer, I need to be spirit. Second, you go with that. I need to be spirit. You're spirit, so you're going to be. I need to be spirit. Where does that come from? Revelation. So look here in Galatians 6, verse 1. Brethren, this is been what we're talking in the first place. You who are spirit, right? We talked about that. Your source of this Christ in a spirit of gentleness, keep your looking to yourself for the future of your life. What is Galatians 6? Galatians 6. When Paul is there, the similar kind of context talks about brethren having unity and not being divided. He talks about the church that proves life, that is, that Jesus Christ. And really, the original language is the idea of putting Jesus' mind into your mind, not the way he thought, not any simple. We can see it. But look at that earlier section, chapter 2 and verse 4. Therefore, if there is any encouragement of love, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection of compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love without the Spirit, intent on the Spirit. So listen to verse 8. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit. So what is that? That's the flesh. That's what he's talking about. He says that do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind regard one another as more important than yourself. The same with me in this sense. Do not merely look out for your own personal interest, but also for the interest of others. Have this attitude in yourself, which is also in Christ Jesus. The first one of Philippians 2 is to say Jesus wasn't selfish. He was other things. He was all about doing the will of the Father. He was all about saving the souls of humanity and mankind. If we're going to be burden bearers, we have to think that way. And until we think that way, we can't really help each other to the extent that we need. Think about it. If I'm always thinking about my fault, if I'm always upset with somebody or my fault, I can't get my mind to a place where I'm not thinking about self, and I'm thinking about others. Where I'm trying to think, you know, before I'm going to help you, I've got to figure out if you need help, you know? I have to be willing to think about what you're going to do, what you're going through, to be so compassionate, to be kind to you, to be good for you, to be good for you. so we can talk about, you know, bearing burdens, whatever those burdens are. But in order to do that, we have the humility of Christ. In fact, it says, listen, it's done a spirit of sinfulness. What would be the opposite of sinfulness? Hyper-aggressive about everything somebody does. Somebody who doesn't have self-control, somebody who's hyper-critical. All of them. One of the interesting things about hyper-critical at all. So we could But having been on
Why
why don't you go get the law pulled out of your own house? Isn't that what he didn't say? He didn't say not to let the most distressed. You ever notice that? He said, first though, you have to be clear. You need to be prepared to go. I mean, by the way, there's another thing to go. You have to get to know what a law or a thing that you do not to be distressed. And he didn't do it with a kind of right to stress. That's the issue. This is judging. This is unrighteousness. This is hypocritical judgment. And so when you go back to Galatians 6, we have to be selfless and understand that and look at ourselves. First, I need to look at myself. A spiritually minded man has to look at himself. And then that spiritually minded man with gentleness and humility and generosity in his heart. And then let's address the faith in verse 1. And the faith in verse 1. Those who are with Christ. Now, there's something else in the world. Look at this question. And there's a gift. In verse 2, he says, bear one another, first, and thereby fulfill the law. That's what the law is. This is the law of God. Bear one another. But then down in verse 5, that depends on what my question says. In fact, the King James didn't say, bear your own burden. Other translations say, bear your own load. And a lot of commentators, believe this is military life. It's about a soldier. You know, the things that a troop might do together or a group of soldiers might do together. And they need all of them working and bearing one another too. But then there is a task. And that's for a load that only he could bear. And what then happens is if you're not bearing your part of the load, it's too much for somebody else to bear their load as you want to be. And it becomes a high maintenance situation, and it triples the group of the whole. Look at Galatians 6. I think that's the point. When he says, examine yourself, help one another with your burdens, but then look at verse 5. But each one will bear his own load. This is who you need to bear. I have a 15-year-old son. I think he's got 15-year-old. I know we didn't get it from the book. He's not serious. There's a part of that. The first one is and even when it comes to one another, who can hold one another accountable, if there's a part of your responsibility to someone else to be committed to the Lord for me. I can't expect this. I first of all have to bear my load before I can help you. third thing is that this is speaking of those who would be supportive of preaching the gospel. This is not just me. And that is that in a local congregation, I need to realize that if somebody has to be so what happens is, we're supportive of the people of God. Those who are going to be sure they're going to be supportive of the people of God. We need to be faithful. Look at verse 9 and 10. He says, let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. Verse 10. Brethren, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are the household of faith. Now, can that include, me as an individual, and an individual citizen, and financially helping someone who's in his gift? But I was thinking, even this person's breath. I'm just trying to get us to kind of see the broader concept. We need to be striving to teach the world the truth, to share the gospel with the world. But when I see a brother that's been over 15 in the home and he needs restoring, I need to be selfless, I need to be responsible, I need to be a spiritual person that can help him. Notice what he says, let us do good, and I would think this was included in the gospel. It may include a lot of things, but we're seeing something while we have opportunity. Let us, this is personal application, let us do good to all people, but especially to those who are the household of faith. And the third context has been about spiritual considerations.
When you have to be faithful, it's like 12 and 13, you can talk about the good life. Those who are the best, have a good show of yourself. Thank you.